A federal ruling on the case the Chilkat village of Klukwan filed against the Bureau of Land Management, and how fish skin saved a local dog's life. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Today, a federal court ruled that the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, does not have to consider future impacts of mine development before approving activities for mineral exploration in the Chilkat Valley. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
The Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources is conducting mineral exploration at a site known as the Palmer Project. At the moment, Constantine is carrying out assessments of the site's potential for mine development. In 2016, BLM approved Constantine's plan to expand exploration operations at the site. The agency conducted an environmental assessment and received public comments. It found potential environmental impacts from exploration activity to be insignificant and gave Constantine the go-ahead. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, Lynn Canal Conservation, and Rivers Without Borders responded with a lawsuit. The plaintiffs argued that BLM violated the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, by failing to consider the impacts of potential future mine development when it approved the operation plan. Judge Timothy M. Burgess ruled that NEPA requirements do not require BLM to review potential future impacts from mine development before approving exploration activities. The ruling hinged on whether mineral exploration and mine development are inextricably linked. The court found that they are not. According to the decision, mineral exploration does not always lead to mine development. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Several homes burned down this winter in Haines. No humans were injured in any of the blazes, but a local dog suffered serious burns. As it turns out, other catastrophic fires, 2,000 miles away in California, played a role in his recovery. Archer is a 4-year-old husky greyhound mix who was severely burned in January.
It was a horror show, to be honest.
That's his vet, Dr. Michelle Oakley. You may know her as the Yukon vet from her series on National Geographic. She says about half of Archer's body was covered with second and third degree burns.
His entire head and ears looked like it had been skinned, like completely red and raw and burned. Part of his ear was burned, what came off actually in one of the bandage changes, so we lost that. And then the whole right side of his flank was burnt.
Friends rushed Archer all the way to Whitehorse for care, because there are no consistent vet services in Haines. The staff at the All Paws Clinic was overwhelmed by the severity of his burns. They were unsure if it was humane to continue fighting to save Archer's life. But one of the nurses had read about a burn treatment for animals using tilapia skin. Tilapia is a hardy freshwater fish that's commonly farmed. The nurse told Dr. Oakley, who reached out to the source, UC Davis vet and researcher Dr. Jamie Payton. Dr. Payton is pioneering tilapia skin treatment for severe burns on animals.
It's like as soon as I got a hold of her, she was like, "Don't worry, this is going to be fine." And she was like our angel.
Dr. Payton agreed to come up to Haines, a 2,000-mile trip, and show the local vets how to undertake the treatment. She began treating animals burned in the California wildfires in 2017, and she's redefining what's possible in animal burn care.
What we've learned is by treating a lot of these animals that have incurred these injuries, they can heal, and we can treat these animals, we can do it well, and it is completely humane. And I think all the things we've learned have definitely changed our view of what's possible.
She says veterinary medicine didn't have treatment options for severe burns. Badly burned humans get skin grafts or biological bandages, often made of pig skin. These treatments are extremely expensive and are usually paid for by insurance companies. That option isn't available for animals. So Dr. Payton began making affordable fish skin bandages to treat the animals in her care. Attempting to heal burns like this simply hadn't been done before.
This is the first time. What's really exciting, veterinary medicine, we've been a bit behind as far as advanced burn care for animals, and that's something that I'm trying to change.
Dr. Payton has treated 13 species and over 30 animals using the tilapia treatment she developed at UC Davis. These aren't slimy raw skins. They've been processed, sanitized, and kind of dried out. It works to aid healing in a few ways. Tilapia is full of collagen, which promotes skin growth. Dr. Peyton calls it a jungle gym that new skin cells can rebuild around. Tilapia skin also cuts down on pain. So much so that Dr. Peyton and her group at UC Davis are studying why. And finally, it's a protective barrier. Think of it like a fish skin suit of armor for animals. Dr. Peyton says that the devastation of the California wildfires pushed her to try healing increasingly injured animals. Because in some cases, she said people's injured pets were all they had left after the fires. Archer's owner, Cody Hotch, also lost his home in a fire.
You know, this is why we do what we do. Like, I love helping the animals, but even more than that, I love helping the people. You know, Cody had said something to me that I thought was so profound. You know, when I met him and Archer for the first time, said, I'm so sorry that you lost, you know, your home and all your belongings and essentially everything. And he said, no, I didn't lose everything. I still have Archer.
Okay, let's get your weight. His weight has actually been amazing.
He's been eating a lot lately.
Yeah.
And he's been a little bit less picky about it.
Good. Come here, buddy. Come here. Let's see if we can get you.
Today we're in Dr. Oakley's clinic at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines for a bandage change.
We've been going through it pretty fast, too.
Archer is wiggling around in a cone and a t-shirt so he can't pick at his bandages. He's got a big doggy smile on his face. Hotch says the difference in his dog before and after tilapia treatment is like night and day.
His whole demeanor even changed. Like, he just felt so much more comfortable and more himself.
At first, Archer's care was 24/7. These days, a bandage change is relatively quick. Dr. Oakley says that a human patient would still be in intensive care.
Once we put the tilapia on and changed it, the improvement was incredible.
Dr. Oakley and her assistant, Nicole Holm, clean the wound, then use a series of treatments. Infection was a huge risk, while so much of Archer's body was an open sore. But now he's healed enough to be out of the woods. He's out of his homemade intensive care unit and able to go outside with Hotch again.
It's just nice to see him kind of being more himself now. Like, he just wants to go have fun, wants to go run around, want to go outside and play ball or something.
But,
got your dog back.
Yeah.
Archer's a little groggy after anesthesia, but he scarfs a few treats and scrambles off the operating table.
Yep, hold on.
He follows Hotch out the door and into the snow. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.